Who should be a police officer? That's a question many people have asked themselves in picking a career, and it's a question protesters have asked, especially in the policing of minority communities. Locally, the acquittal of St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley last year in the murder of Anthony Lamar Smith brought the question to a renewed focus. And in 2016, after the shooting of police officers in Dallas, the former police chief there, David Brown, addressed protesters and young people of color specifically.
We're hiring. Get off that protest line and put an application in. And we'll put you in your neighborhood, and we will help you resolve some of the problems you're protesting about.
Producer Char Dastin recently talked with the Rojas sisters, two young Hispanic women who joined the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department in the year and a half since Chief Brown's comments. They grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Their parents are from Mexico. For more on the Rojas sisters, here's Char.
My interview with Suleyma and Rosa Rojas took place in a windowless conference room on the seventh floor of St. Louis Police Headquarters. Rosa joined the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department in 2016, and Suleyma started last August. They're sisters, and they live together, too. They're the opposite of the sterile conference room, friendly, talkative, and willing to joke around. Here's what happened during the mic check when I asked them what they had for breakfast.
I had two tamales this morning.
You know what's tamales?
Not breakfast.
I do.
Yeah. We ate that for breakfast. We both sat there and ate our tamales.
Rosa says that as Hispanic officers, they help their colleagues better understand the Hispanic community.
I have an understanding of why our community feels scared to talk to the police officer, the law enforcement, when they're victims because of their immigration status. We're not only helping our community, we're also helping the law enforcement understand our culture because they do ask us, and I speak my mind. I'm willing to say this is the reason why they stay quiet, or I love when our coworkers ask us, how do you say this in Spanish? So all my partners that I've rolled with, I always try to teach them a little bit of our language so they can actually, whenever they get a call and I'm not there, they know how to at least deal with something small.
At the Hispanic Festival in Soulard last fall, Suleyma discovered that people's opinions of the police really can change when they see officers who look like them.
We got the chance to, you know, be seen, especially in our Hispanic community, and we were approached by so many people like, oh, I didn't know we had Spanish-speaking officers, and I didn't know this, and I didn't know that.
Asked about former Dallas Police Chief David Brown's remarks, Suleyma agrees. The conversations she has with community members and other officers make a difference.
If you see that we're not policing your community like you say we are, then come and join us. Like my sister said, speaking to your coworkers, speaking to people in the community, you can change people's mindset one at a time.
But Rosa cautions, not everyone would make a good police officer.
You got to be willing to give yourself to the community.
Rosa says that part of giving herself to the community involves sharing her own personal experiences with people she meets on patrol, including her own experience with domestic abuse.
I've noticed that, like, when we get domestic calls, they'll call again. Once they call one time and I ensure them that, hey, I'm here to help you, and I will go through the steps of what is it that you got to do in order to pull apart from this situation, then, and not only be able to teach them and let them know that I was also part of that, you know. So having, like, oh, my gosh, she went through a domestic, and she went through it, she came out, I can do it the same, and she's here to help me, so That for me, it's great to be able to help.
She also thinks it's important for officers to educate themselves about communities they're not a part of. For Rosa and her sister, that includes the Black community.
You know, we'll sit there and watch documentaries about our Black history, and it's good to know. It's good to know of the struggle and what they've been through, you know, and it's still there, you know. The lack of work, sometimes this is where the crime starts. You have young kids out there doing crimes. It's not about pointing the finger all the time and be like, man, you're doing a crime, I'm just going to go and take you to jail. No, be able to give resource to that person and be like, hey, I've heard that this you know, Bruce Franks got this program that has out there for you guys to work and find you a job. Call him, you know. Here's this, you know, be able to, but you have to know this stuff. You need to know about the resource. You need to know what's out there to be able to help our communities.
The Rojas sisters both participated in the Ethical Society of Police's Minority Recruitment Program, which mentored them during their time at the Police Academy. The program was started in 2014 by the Ethical Society, the police union in St. Louis that represents mostly officers of color, and it received funding from the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. Suleyma says that her mentors in the recruitment program are still looking out for her at the police department today.
So it's a little difficult, not only getting in the academy, but staying in the academy. Still till this day, Sergeant Clinton, Sergeant Ross, Keaton Strong, Heather Taylor, they're all looking out for us. They're all looking out for us every single day, and they all give us advice, you know, on how we can be a better officer than we were yesterday.
Rosa adds that the program taught them things the police academy left out.
Especially dealing with the community, not only were we just there to talk about law enforcement, we went out and did a lot of volunteering things to try to get involved with the community. And that came a long way because not only did I get to do that before entering the academy, after as well as a police officer.
But last fall, the police department chose not to renew the funding, and the program was put on hold. Police Sergeant Heather Taylor, the head of the Ethical Society, spoke to St. Louis Public Radio's We Live Here podcast and said the program had a positive effect on the number of African-American officers.
We're at 34% African-American at the time. 37 candidates hired in a year and a half time to become recruits and training police officers in the police academy. What happens after that program ends? They stop it. So we were at 34% African-American July of 2016. As it stands right now, we're at 30% African-American.
And do you anticipate that's just going to keep ticking down?
It's going to continue to decrease.
The Ethical Society plans to restart the program at the end of February with funding secured by State Representative Bruce Franks. The number of minority officers, and particularly black officers, continues to be a much-discussed issue after the acquittal of Officer Jason Stockley. The sisters did not want to share their personal feelings on Stockley's acquittal, but the Ethical Society, which represents them, argued for his conviction. Suleyma had this to say.
Let's just say that not all officers have the same input on the Stockley verdict. But I'd rather just not comment on it.
Because they're willing to discuss their own backgrounds and ready to learn about groups they're not a part of, the Rojas sisters are a winning combination for improving relations between communities of color and the police.
That's producer Char Dastin. To see a photo of Suleyma and Rosa Rojas in uniform, visit stlpublicradio.org and select St. Louis on the Air from the Programs tab.